So Zoe and I recorded a whole load of mini interviews at the MVP Summit, and we thought rather than build those into a few larger episodes, we'd release those to you in short little snippets like this. So enjoy a set of our interviews live from Seattle with various people from Microsoft and MVPs. Hope you enjoy them.
Hello, I'm here in Seattle for MVP Summit with Rishi. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi there, yeah, so Rishi Sapra. So I work in the Global Intelligent Data Platform practice at Avanade, which is structured the same way as Microsoft. So Avanade structures ourselves the same way. We cover everything data platform, so Databricks, Fabric, and all the other platforms that form part of IDP.
And you are an MVP. Are you a data platform
data
MVP?
Data platform MVP, yep.
Brilliant. Okay, so thank you for joining me today. I've just got a few quick questions for you. First of all, what does Copilot mean to you?
So Copilot, when I first started using Copilot with ChatGPT and
which
things
Copilot?
Like that. I mean, just ChatGPT, even Excel Copilot and all of these things, Office Copilot. I started to think of it as automation because that's my background that I'm used to. And I started to say, PowerPoint, can you make all the fonts in this PowerPoint deck consistent? No, sorry, I can't do that for you. Can you apply branding to
this? The consultant's dream.
Yeah. No, sorry, I can't do that yet. I was like, what can you do? But then I think you start to realize that it's not about automation. It's actually about having that creativity. And from a data perspective, that's actually more useful than automation because you can do Excel, VBA and things like that. And yes, you can get things to write code for you. But actually what's more useful is thinking about, well, how do I need to design the structure of my tables and my data to be able to get the insights that I want? And actually humans are quite bad at doing things like that because we can't connect all those different dots, and we can't go out to the internet and think about, outside of my financial process, I've got this kind of data, what type of analysis could I do? And if you ask Power BI Copilot that question, it gives you some really, really good answers. So that's what I'm
Copilot means to me. Brilliant. And that leads me on really nicely into the next question, which is, can you give us examples of how you've used Copilot in a way that has delivered value to you or that has been a benefit?
Yeah, I think it's really thinking about actually some of those non-technical things as well, right? So some of the, like, say for example, in Power BI, everyone focuses on the tech and the tools and, this feature and this feature's in Tableau, this feature's in Power BI. Actually, the most important thing to get the right adoption and the right usage of your Power BI reports is to understand the requirements, to understand the business questions that a user wants to answer from a report, and then to be able to design a data model and the storyboard and the visualizations to be able to do that. And actually, as I said, that's not something we're naturally great at, especially the technologists, right? So actually, maybe that's where Copilot can help the technologists and say, who's the audience for this? You can't be all things to all people. What are you trying to build with this Power BI report? What kind of questions? What's the problem statements? What are you going to do with that information? And then to say, well, here's the kind of story you can tell with the data that you've got. You've got these fields and these columns. You could do these kind of calculations. You could do this type of analysis. That's what I think will be really useful.
Yeah, brilliant. So I haven't used Copilot in Power BI, but you've made it sound really powerful.
Yeah, it's specific. Power BI Copilot is really good at coming up with their suggestions, but I think it's thinking about it in broader sense.
Yeah.
It's thinking about, can I use ChatGPT and feed in a persona, feed in a set of problem statements and let it come up with insights and then tell me how to structure my data to feed those insights or what logic I need.
Yeah, so it feels like we're at the start of a brave new world.
Yep.
And with that in mind, like, is there anything that you're worried about in this new era of Copilots?
I think probably too much focus on tools and tech. If I'm honest.
And as technologists, that's probably hard to say, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because again, people are thinking about, what can Copilot do for me? What's the feature that this has versus Google Gemini or something? Or Power BI has versus Tableau Pulse or something like that. And actually, it's less about that. It's much more rethinking processes, rethinking how you approach a problem from start to finish. Like, imagine you were just starting a brand new company and you had to get to this kind of output or this set level of insights. How would you do it?
How do I get to product market fit when this is the problem statement I'm trying to solve?
This is the problem statement. Whereas the ways everyone's thinking about it is, I've got to do this process, this month-end process or this process. How can Copilot help me do it? Well, maybe it can, maybe it can't. Maybe it understands your process of data and business well enough. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe you need to do a lot of work to get it to that point. But actually, rethink that. What are you trying to do? What have you got to start with? And help Copilot guide you? And I think training will be a really big thing part of that, because I'm really hoping Copilot will start to become a teacher a bit more than it is now.
It's definitely a colleague, isn't it? Like, so in the office, Copilot, you know, I can use it as a colleague and ask it questions and for guidance and ideas and help, and I'm assuming you can hopefully do the same a little bit in the data world.
Yeah, but actually, you know, tell me how I can do something.
Yeah.
I could do it. I'm actually happy to do it, but I'm just kind of, I don't even know where to start, especially with something like Fabric. There's a million and one ways to do the same thing. Right? You can look at my data. What's going to be better? I could give you my data volumes, or you can see them. You know, is it
going to be better? What's the best, most efficient?
What's the most efficient way? What's going to be the best use of my capacity units? What's going to be? What's the code to do it then?
Yeah.
Give that to me, or you know, give it to me a starting point, and guide me through that process. The whole analytics process. That's where I hope it's going to get to. The problem at the moment, all the co-pilots are disjointed still. We'll get there. But also,
That's a really good point for the last question. If you had a magic wand, what would you like to see next in this era of co-pilots?
Yeah, so, I mean,
You've got to be careful
what you wish for, right? Because so I asked today the question, actually, in one of the product groups, and I said, you know, look, you've got all these different co-pilots in Fabric. You've got Data Factory Copilot, Power BI Copilot. They don't seem to talk to each other. But actually, if they did, could they not feed the information to each other? Could you not say, I recommend you structure your data like this? And by the way, I'm going to pass that on to the Power BI Copilot so it knows how your data is structured. And I guess the challenge with that is that's very hard to have that overarching Microsoft Copilot. And you start to get into Vision to Skynet very, very quickly. Where you've got one master copilot that rules them all.
I think that the human in the loop is really important, because it can make the recommendations. But I personally still think that before it takes action and passes that on, it should be an approval. Like, it can say to you, we think this is what your data needs to look like. Do you agree? And then you send it to the Power BI Copilot.
Yeah. But it's two things. Number one, it needs to guide you through that process more. Yeah. Right? So the copilots weren't necessarily...
That needs to be possible.
Yeah. The copilots don't necessarily need to all just integrate together and seamlessly do everything for you, because that's not going to help you. But I think the other angle is give you the opportunity to provide that business context. So what does this data mean? What am I trying to achieve? And by doing that, A, you're involving the human, but you're actually using the human for what humans are good at, which is what they know.
Brilliant. Well, thanks so much for joining me.
Really great. Thanks for the opportunity.